Many of the parks along the A1A Coastal Byway span both sides of the road. Butler Beach is one such park. Depending on where you stopped, you're either on the east side at the beach or on the west side on the river. Both parks are named after local African-American businessman Frank Butler. Mr. Butler was a prominent and influential businessman who developed this area as a black community as well as a popular resort serving black Americans during the 50s and 60s. It was also the only black beach between Jacksonville and Daytona.
Incidentally, as you drive from one park to the other, notice the names of the streets. They are all named after members of Mr. Butler's family. Mary Street is named for his mother, and Minnie Street is named for his wife, Minnie, and his daughter, Minnie Mae, who also got her own, May Street.
Mr. Butler sponsored numerous events at Butler Beach. His 4th of July celebrations drew people from up and down the coast, Jacksonville to Daytona. In addition to the usual beach games and activities, the event also included a bathing beauty contest and traditional fireworks display. Throughout the year, other community happenings and gatherings took place here, giving the African American community a place to enjoy the Florida sun during the days of segregation. It was a popular spot and always drew quite a crowd.
These days, there's still a crowd at the beach, enjoying Florida's sun and sand. Only a few hundred yards away, on the west side of A1A, it almost feels like a different world. Boaters from all over come here to launch onto the river and to spend a few hours fishing, bird watching, or just enjoying a day on the water.
These two parks are fantastic representations of the diversity of the A1A scenic and historic coastal byway. From the estuary to the ocean, both have natural and recreational opportunities, and both show a different side of Florida's natural beauty. To learn more about the history of these parks, as well as the natural and recreational opportunities, visit scenicA1A.org. And continue to look for the audio tour markers as you travel the A1A Coastal Byway.